Okay. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Orange County Water District. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, and I will call the meeting to order. Pledge of Allegiance. And I will ask Mayor Fred Jung from the City of Fullerton to lead us this evening in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call. Director Amezcua. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green. Director Jung. Director Meeks. Director Nguyen. Director Sheldon. Director Tran. Director Wygant.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Okay, you do have a quorum of the board with seven directors present.
This is Director Mesqua. I'm present.
Thank you. Eight directors present.
Great. Next up, we will have a presentation from the Aqua Joint Powers Insurance.
Yeah, Mr. President, we have Jennifer Jobe and Adam Dedman from Aqua JPIA here to talk about their programs and give us a little update.
Fantastic. Welcome.
Okay. Oh.
Red means you're on.
So red means I'm on. Okay. Yeah. And then this one.
Yeah. Was that?
There we go.
Sure.
Okay, success. Thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening in front of the esteemed board. I will apologize in advance. I have the remnants of a little bit of a throat thing, and Director Green very graciously shared a cough drop with me, so I have that tucked under. If you hear a little funny intonation to my voice, it is the cough drop. but thank you again, as we were introduced. My name is Jennifer Jobe. I serve as the Aqua JPIA Director of Pooled Programs, and we are here tonight just to provide you with a quick overview of Aqua JPIA as a whole, and specifically delve into one of our pooled programs, employee benefits. So as some of you may or may not know, the Aqua JPIA is a partnership of 403 public water agencies across the state of California. 403. We're pretty excited to use that number because we have continued to grow over the years. And at January 1st of this year, we added two members and came to that 403 number. Whoops, lost my. Okay. So as I said, the Aqua JPIA is comprised of only public water districts. What we like to tell the insurers in the marketplace, as well as a way of differentiating ourselves from other public risk pools in the state of California, a little bit of our mantra is what sets us aside or apart from other risk pools and makes us so unique: no police, no fire, no school children. And that's something that we find to not only be to our advantage, but as well, like I said, sets us apart. The average size of our membership, with 403 members, we may not seem as though we are particularly selective, but we absolutely are. The average size of the members comprised within the risk pool are about 50 employees to each district. There is a lengthy and quite robust underwriting and review process for any members that look to join the JPIA. Director Green is particularly experienced and aware of this process, having served during her tenure as Aqua Vice President on the Aqua JPIA Executive Committee, and sat through many a presentation of new members being reviewed. Like I said, those strict membership requirements and going through the underwriting process, it typically takes Aqua JPIA staff anywhere from 12 to 18 months to review member agencies. So those selections and recommendations that go up to our executive committee for members in the program are definitely not taken lightly. We very much value those long-term relationships with our members. The Aqua JPIA was originally established in 1979, and there is a significant portion of our membership that continues to participate to this day from those original members. A little high overview of the overall construct and governance of the Aqua JPIA program. You can see there at the top of the slide, we have the membership. We serve the membership. The board of directors are provided the authority to oversee the program and the programs and the governance of the Aqua JPIA in support of the membership. Each member, so 403, has a seat on the board. Our CEO is very fortunate to have 403 bosses that she reports to, and then we all support, obviously, our CEO. Beneath that, the kind of day-to-day governing body is that executive committee. And then you can see a smattering of other committees, personnel committee, our various program committees, property, liability, workers' compensation. From Orange County specifically, you had heard me earlier reference that Director Green served for 2 years on our executive committee. She as well continues to serve on our workers' compensation committee. And then as Director of Human Resources, Stephanie Dozier from the district here serves on the employee benefits committee, which I just learned today, I believe you've served on since the late 80s, right? Well, you started when you were 16 as a student intern, I think. I thought you had said that as well. So Orange County Water absolutely has excellent representation across Aqua JPIA. So just a quick membership snapshot. Our four primary pooled programs are general liability, property, workers' compensation, and employee benefits. Orange County participates in each of these programs. You can see the total member breakdown by each of those programs, where we are an a la carte program, meaning that our member agencies can participate in one or as many programs as they wish. When Aqua JPIA was originally formed, it was based solely on general liability. And to this day, that is where the balance of the majority of those 403 members participate. But many of the 403 members participate across at least two of the programs. I kind of jumped into it. I think I might have skipped. I'm sorry. I think I went backward. Or those are flipped in the slide deck. So I apologize. But that I provided the overview on that. So with that, that threw me off. I'm going to jump straight into the employee benefits and turn it over to my colleague, Adam Dudman.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you, directors, for having us. We're very happy to be here. I just wanted to start off by thanking Stephanie Dozier and her staff. We had a chance to meet with Vianne and Natasha. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see Kim Dusky today, but we have a long relationship with Kim, and they are a great team, as you know. Okay, I know we have one new member on the board today, and you don't get to hear presentations from JPIA all that often, so this is kind of an attempt as a highlighted overview of what the benefits program offers for you guys. You are part of our medical and dental and vision programs, and just so you know, what that means is there are 269 members in employee benefits, member agencies like you, and that brings about 21,000 lives into each of those pools. So your employees are pooled with those 21,000 other employees of other water districts, which really spreads the risk and helps us have low rates that we can offer you, which is obviously the whole idea behind risk pooling. Our PPO rate increased 10% last year, which was a pretty large increase for our recent history. Historically, our rates were flat and even featured decreases immediately following the COVID pandemic. And so because of that, we have actually accrued a pretty healthy subsidy. We've accrued enough, what's the word? subsidy surplus so that we can stabilize the rates. We're able to use that surplus to kind of absorb volatile changes in the healthcare market. And so that's another benefit to being part of the pool is we have this subsidy that works as a cushion for when claims and inflation rates drive the medical costs up in a particular year. This last year, our dental and vision rates were flat, and our insured programs ranged from flat to 7.8%. On the medical benefit side, our goal is to monitor our pharmacy benefit manager this year, and we always want to try to encourage utilization. In fact, we had a great conversation with Stephanie and her team today about how do you make everybody aware of the things that are available to them. And I have to tip my hat to the Orange County staff. They do a great job of communicating with the employees. You all are a very engaged and knowledgeable member. And so you get a lot of benefit from being in these programs. This is just a quick overview of the self-funded rates, and you'll see it's pretty unique to see a rate go down. You don't see medical rates go down very much, but because our subsidy and our surplus were healthy following the COVID pandemic, the committee made the decision to try to spend down that surplus. And so that actually featured a rate reduction for benefits members. Our goal with our medical rates, since we're looking at this, is to match inflation. So if inflation goes up 5% in a particular year, our goal would be that the medical rates would go up 5%. Philosophically, if you can stay in line with the inflation rates, then your rates are appropriate. What we work very hard to avoid as a risk pool is volatility. Nobody wants to see tremendously large increases, followed by zero, followed by another large increase, that kind of thing. So our goal is to match the inflation rate. This is my favorite part of the presentation, where we thank you and turn ourselves over to you all for questions.
Great, thank you. Do we have any questions for our presenters this evening? Oh. Kathy, please proceed.
Yeah, Adam, as I recall, the dental plan was going to expand. Can you tell us what that's going to be? And I can't remember about the vision.
Yes, thank you, Kathy. I think I skipped that part of my presentation. So this year, effective in 25, we have a diagnostic and preventive care waiver against your max benefit. So your dental plan participants, any care that they get that's diagnostic or preventive in nature would not count against their max benefit.
Oh.
But I say that clearly. I got to give people a chance to digest that. Also, a third annual cleaning is provided effective this year.
Did the benefits increase too? You said something about something increased.
Dental was flat. There was no rate increase.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want to jump in?
No, I meant the benefit itself.
With the, yeah.
Because you had said something was going to change with the dental either this year or next year.
Yeah, didn't I just say that? Oh, the third cleaning. The third cleaning was the change. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
We didn't transition the slides particularly well, and I apologize. I did have one additional item that I wanted to note that was of significant import after we get through any additional benefit questions.
Director Sheldon.
Thank you, Mr. President. You stated that you automatically increased the rates at a minimum based upon the cost of living increase for that year. Have you gone back and analyzed whether your cost of living increase match the actual increase, either less or more?
So we don't automatically, there's nothing automatic about the rate increases. We get a recommendation for a rate increase from our broker, and then that rate increase is presented by us, staff, to the committee, and then the committee then approves the rate increase.
I misunderstood. I thought you said that you increase it by inflation every year.
So I'll try to clarify that. So our goal every year is for the rate increase that we propose to the committee to match the medical inflation for that year. So we want to keep the rate increases in tune with what's happening with inflation. That's our goal. The difficult part of our job is forecasting the future. So it's an imperfect science, but that's every year that's our we reset and that's our goal to do.
For the clarification.
Of course.
For educating me, I didn't understand.
No, that's okay. This is complex stuff.
Great. Are there any more questions?
May I add my additional item? I apologize for that. I'm remiss in if I would be remiss if I didn't state and note that because of Orange County Water District's long tenured relationship with the Aqua JPIA, this is of significant import. The Aqua JPIA, on an annual basis, awards each of its member agencies and recognizes at our fall summit conference that we were just participating with Aqua in November, the President's Special Recognition Award. And those awards are given for each of the three primary programs, so workers' compensation, property, and liability. An individual agency is available to receive special recognition of those awards. We had noted that it is on your agenda for later discussion, and just wanted to definitely point that out. And what that recognition is representative of is this agency's absolutely amazing loss experience. So on a year-over-year basis, we go through and we calculate, we look at the loss ratio, and what the loss ratio is a result of is total contributions made into the program as compared to overall losses. So basically what that says is when you are a recipient of those awards, you've kept your losses down, which ultimately, with the goal of a risk pool and spreading the losses, has not only benefited you as an individual agency, but the entire risk pool throughout the programs in which you participate. So that is absolutely key. That's something that, like I said, is reviewed upon annually, and Orange County has a pretty good track record in receiving recognition for your excellent loss performance.
Well, thank you very much for the presentation, and thank you for coming this evening. With that, we'll move on to the next item, which is the Employee of the Quarter Award. Now, I will turn this over to John Kennedy.
Yeah, Mr. President, Gina Ayala will. Up and
Thank you, John. Good evening, President Bilodeau and members of the board. It is my pleasure to introduce Kira Urquiaga, who's Senior Communications Specialist for the Public Affairs Department. Kira has a really unique history here at the district. She's actually worked for GWRS and the outreach to support it since, I won't say how long, but more than 20 years ago. So she used to give tours monthly with Mike Marcus. So she's been a part of the district as a consultant for quite a long time. And in 2020, she joined the public affairs staff, and she's primarily responsible for giving the tours and our education program. So she earned the Employee of the Quarter due to we've really had an increase in tours. So it's not uncommon for Kira to give 5 tours a week. In addition to that, she revamped the Groundwater Adventure Tour and hosted a successful program. We had one of the buses had a tire blowout and a whole situation. So she handled it with grace, made sure that everything was taken care of as she always does. And in addition, she just has a really positive attitude and really just loves what she do. So public affairs is really, really grateful to have her on the team. And congratulations, Kira.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful, and I'm very humbled to be honored this way in light of the amazing people that work at the district. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Kira. The tradition is the board will take a photo with our employee. Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Fantastic. Now is the time for visitor participation. If anybody would like to address the board within the chamber, please step forward. Or if anybody online would like to address us, please unmute your mic at this time. Hearing and seeing none, we're going to move on to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 11. These will be taken up by the board by one motion, unless someone likes to pull an item. Would anybody like to pull an item for separate consideration? What is the pleasure of the board?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you can call the roll.
Roll call. Director Mezquia?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung? Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries 9-0.
Great. That brings us to informational items. Item 12, the JPIA President's Special Recognition Award.
Given what Jennifer just said, I don't have anything else to add.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been recognized.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
And it was brought up at the JPIA board meeting, and we were honored there.
Fantastic. Okay, that brings us to item number 13, which is committee conference meeting reports. Director Wigand, Water Issues Committee. Great. Director Yeo, Admin and Finance Issues Committee.
Yes, it is contained within tonight's packet.
Okay, and then the GWRS Steering Committee. I believe Director Green is the vice chair.
Yes, it's contained in the packet.
Fantastic. Are there any reports on committees, conferences, or meetings attended at district expense that you would like to report on at this time? None? Verbal reports, the president's report. We did our, earlier in the agenda, we had our committee assignments. We still have a vacancy on the Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority. Director Whitaker was actually the primary. I moved up to that, but we do have an alternate position. If anybody's interested, please contact me. And you too can drive up to Riverside on a Thursday morning. And that'll be my report. The general manager's report.
Mr. President, I got two minor things and one large thing. For the minor items, I wanted to mention we were able to participate with the city of Anaheim and sent some bottled water up to the Foothill Municipal Water District. The Eaton Fire was within Foothill's service area, and they put out a call for bottled water, any help people could give. City of Anaheim actually had just under 4,000 bottles of water, and we actually took it up to Foothill for them with our guys and our vehicle. So just something small we did for Foothill. I wanted to mention this morning we had a fire trucks on site. We had a minor fire, using the word fires maybe too much, but a lot of smoke in the lab. There was a small incident with one of the ovens, set off the alarm. I was driving in this morning and I saw a fire truck pull in. And the fire were here and they helped clear the area, pulled the oven out of the lab. Minor incident, no big. And then the big item I wanted to mention is we received notice Tuesday morning that we are going to receive a $30 million grant from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation for our PFAS program. So we've been working on that the last year. $30 million is the maximum you can receive. We were the only agency to get the max from the list we saw, but we are very happy to get that $30 million, and that'll help with our funding of all the PFAS work we're doing.
Fantastic news. Bernie, director's reports at this time. Bernie?
Not going to shut me up tonight, I guess. Yes, Aqua reached out to all the Region 8, which is the LA area where the fires are, to see what we could do to help and support. We were supposed to have a meeting with them, and they asked us to postpone that because the fires are increasing again and they've got more than they can handle right now. So as soon as things die down, we will start reaching out to legislators, to regulators, see what we can do to help them. I was called and asked if Orange County could help with bottled water. And I said, we don't have bottled water. And they said, how can you not have bottled water? And I said, we have drinking water. We don't bottle our water. So except for a few. And so anyhow, I was so glad that we were able to help in some way. Met also responded. And I'm happy to say in one way that many of our districts don't have bottled water. We really rely on our own water. So, but all of us pitched in and all of us did what we could. And right now we're being told, hold on, wait, and we'll call out again if we need something.
Great, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, hearing none, general counsel report.
Thank you, Mr. President. No specific report, but we do have a closed session. We have a conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. OCWD's designated representative is Ms. Dozier. The employee organization, OCEA Union. And with that, I recommend recess to closed session.
Right. At this time, the board will recess into closed session in conference room C2.
Okay, we've returned, or are we on?
Yes.
Okay, returned from closed session to discuss a conference of labor negotiators, and there are no reportable items in the closed session.
Great, thank you. This meeting is adjourned.